Shiva. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Shom Binyamin Soye Roidem. Is Al Tikri Roidem El Rad Yam. Mitzvah Raid Yam. He was the first one to go down to the Yamsuf. Vaho Yeshara Yehuda Roidmanoisam. And the heads of Yehuda were like stoning him, like, how come you were Zecha to go down first? Shenema Sarva Yehuda Ragmosam. Lefikach, therefore, Zecha Binyamin Atzadik Venase Eshpizichna Negvura. He was Zecha to be, his chelik in Eretz Yisrael was mamash where the base Kodesh HaKadoshim was. Bani B'chelka, Rashi says. The Kodesh HaKadoshim of the base Amigdash was built in the chelik of Binyamin. He was Zecha because he was the first one to show to go down into the Yamsa. They were like Makad Hashem Shemayim. That's what this man the Yama holds. Shenem the Pasuk says, Ubein Seif of Shochim. Omar Lo Reb Yudah, Reb Yudah says, no. Loi kach o yamaisa. That's not the way it happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. Elo zeh oi ma'ani eini yoyra tchila. Fakir, the Shvatim were afraid to go into the Yamsuf. Each Shevet was saying, I am not going to go down first. V'zeh oi mer eini ani yoyra tchila. I won't go down first layom. So what happened? Kofatz Nachshon ben Aminodov. Nachshon ben Aminodov from Shevet Yudah, he was the one that jumped into the Yamsuf first. V'yoyra layom tchila. Shenema the Pasuk says,
Sivavuni b'chachash Ephraim uv'mirma b'es Yisrael v'Yehuda oid rod im keil. In other words, Ephraim went around with falseness of v'mirma b'es Yisrael, but Yehuda, they're the ones oid rod im keil. So Rashi learns it means yorad bayom al shebotech b'kodesh baruch hu. Yehuda is the one that had to be talking in HaKodesh Baruch Hu when they went down to the Yam. And then the Gemara says that the Olav Mefurish beKabbalah, and upon this is Mefurish and Tilim that it says, Hoshiyeni Elokim Kivo Mayim Ad Nofesh. And then it says that Tovati Bivain Mitzula Viyain Maimut. Then the Pasuk says, Altish Altish Tefeini Shiboiles Mayim Vialtiblu Eini Mitzula. In other words, save us from the water. The water should not destroy us. We should not sink in deep in the water. All right, turn over. So Mar says, "Boy, that voice is sure." At that time, Hoya Moshe Marach b'Tfila. Moshe was davening, and he was Marach. He was davening a long time in the Tfila that Hashem should save Klal Yisrael from the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Defeat. So Omalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yedida, I told him the Yam, like Klai Yisrael is wandering around in the Yam now, they're about to drown in the Yam. The Yad Tamarach B'Tfilah, and now is not the time to daven long, Lefona in front of me. But rather, Omar Lefona, so Omar Lefona Rabbeinu Shemarlam, Omar B'Yodi Lassai. So Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so what should I do? Adarav, tell me what I should do. Is Omar Lefona, he said to him, Dabro B'nei Yisrael V'Yiso. Tell the Bnei Yisrael, go and travel, go into the Yamsuf. V'ato horem esmatcho, you pick up your stick, your staff, v'neteyas yotcho, spread out your hand. So, and that's what happened, and Nachshon ben Aminodav, he was the first one to jump into the Yamsuf. Lefikov, therefore, zocha Yehuda, lasas memshala b'Yisrael. Yehuda, they were the ones to be zocha, to be the rulers of Klal Yisrael. Shenema, the Pasuk says, hoysa Yehuda l'kodishoy, Yisrael mamshal oysof. That Yehuda, Hoyz Yehuda Kodesh, he was the one that was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. How was he Mekadesh Shem Shemayim? By the fact that Nachshon ben Aminodav, from Shevet Yehuda, he was the first one to jump into the Yamsuf. So Ma Tam, Hoyz Yehuda Lekodeshoi, V'Yisrael Mamshal Oysov, why is Tak Yehuda going to be Zeicha to be the Mamshal Oysov, the rulers? Mishum Dehayom Ro Vayonis, because by them the Yam saw and ran away because of the Kriyas Yamsuf. Trashi Shromam Shleisov, to Yehuda Shneskat Sholim Shobem. So the big vice says, Yehuda the mice now will go on the way Rabbi Yehuda learns Pshat, that it wasn't Binyamin that went down to the Yam first, but rather it was from Shevet Yehuda, Nachshon Ben Aminodav, he was the first one to go down to the Yamsuf. So that's called, he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, the Rabbi. Tanya would learn like this. Tanya Rebbe Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer. You can't say what the Shevet Levi was Lamata by Hadin by Hagrizim and Arevel. You can't say that the whole Shevet Levi was on the bottom. Shekhanem Alamalek was, it says no, that Shevet Levi was above, was on top of the mountain. V'yer Shalom Alamalekin say that the whole Shevet Levi was on top of the mountain. Shekhanem Alamata, because it also says they were Alamata. How could that be? Hoketan, how could that come out? Zikne Kuna Levi Alamata. The oldest of the Kuna and Levi, they taka were on the bottom, in between the two mountains. But the Yeshah, the rest of Shevet Levi, they were Lamala, they were taka on top on the ha. We have Yashu Aimer, Koloroyu Lishoris Lamata. Any Levi that was fit to do Shoris, do the Avodah, he was Lamata. Shrashi Lose Sisar, whoever was fit to carry the Urim, Dainu Ben Shleshim Yad Ben Chamishim, somebody from 30 to 50. They went Lamata. Is the Hashah, the rest of Shevet Levi, they were Lamala. Rebbe Yoimeno, Elevi Yelo Lamata, Enoimdin. Both of them were on the bottom. Rashi says, Elevi Yelo, Yisrael Levim Lamata are you. Could the Sibbe say for Yeshua that both Yisrael and Levim were Lamata? But rather what happened was, Hofchu Pneim Kafei Hagrizim. They just turned their faces towards Hagrizim. Uposu B'Bracha, and they started with Bracha. Then Kafei Harebu, they turned their faces towards Harebu, the Posu B'Klala. Yeah. Tidashim Zmai Al the Samach. Doesn't mean Al Hagrizim on top of it. Just means next by it. He holds everybody was Lamata on the bottom. Just means they were nearby to Hagrizim and Harevo. Rashi says Al the Samach. Shayemashiv Shnei Bezichnatvaiti. Kidatan, like we learned, the Pasuk says, V'nasat Al HaMarecha Es Levoina. Zaka. Yishput on top of the Marecha Levoina Zaka. Rebbe Yoima al the Samach, it doesn't mean you put the Levoina Mamash on top of the Marocha, but it means on the side of it, near it. Atoima al the Samach, you're telling me al means nearby it. Ayeinu el al Mamash, maybe it means Mamash, you really have to put the Levoina on top of the Marocha. Ki Shivoim, when the Pasuk says, Vasakois, as al Oron, have Yoimer al the Samach. When it says, Vasakois, al Oron here, al Oron, as a Prechis, al Oron doesn't mean Mamash directly, but it means next to it. Rashi v'sakei sal orin. Akrochach lav al mamish. Tai mechitze evei pereiches. Luhoye schach. The pereiches was only a mechitze. It wasn't a schach. It says here that the pereiches was the sakei sal orin. The pereiches was used to cover on top of the urine, and it's not true. The pereiches did not cover the top of the urine. The pereiches was just a curtain, like a mechitze in front of it. So you see, a lashon of al means next to it, does not mean on top of it. So that's here also, this man the Amos, the Hagrizim and Harevu, it says they went Al Hagrizim, it doesn't mean they went on top, rather just means they went on the, they were next by, nearby. Then it says, the Mishnah says, Hofchu Pneim Kafei Hagrizim Apostle Mabrocha. Tona Rabboni, Viderech, Viborach, Borach Viklal, Borach Viprat. There was a Borach as the Klal, including everything, and there was a Brocha, but Teras a Klal, Teras a Prat, the Sun Say Rashi says, Borach Labor Prat. Kol ha-brochas va-klolas nemru ba-gerizu ma-revel. The klal of a prat. Boruch ha-shay yokim ha-zivri ha-tayra ha-zois or ha-shay lo yokim. Already, that's a klal. Chalach ha-zach is a prat. Boruch v'yorah. Boruch ha-shay lo yaseh. Pes ma-seicha or ha-shay yaseh. There's a word on the klal yisrael and one on the prat, each one separately. So the brochas were klolistic and protestic. Yorah v'klal of v'yorah v'prat. Lilmoy de lalaneid lishma v'lasis. Every one of these things were in you to learn, to teach, to watch, and to do. Rashi says, Kol ha-mitzvahs kulon, tunais arvo elu. All the Taryag mitzvahs need these four inyonim. V'limadatem oisam, u'shmaratem ha-saisam, u'chsev limadatem oisam ezvenechem. Harekan arvo mitzvahs, l'chol mitzvah. There are four parts to every single mitzvah. V'al arvosam nimtzu oru u'boruch, v'chlal v'prat. And all these four parts to every mitzvah, there was a brach and a klala. Baruch Hashem Yilmadu, Aruch Hashem Yilmadu. There's a brach if you learn, a kolayis curse if you don't learn. Kach luma, the same thing to teach others. V'chein lishma, to watch the mitzvahs. Pasha, to watch it means to do it behid, to do it the right way. V'chein lasas means pasha, to do the mitzvahs. Because in every single mitzvah, there are four chalokim, four parts of the mitzvah. There's an inyan to learn the halachas about the mitzvah, to teach the halachas about the mitzvah, to watch the mitzvah, and to do the mitzvah. Lilmoy, v'lame, lishma, v'lasas. Harei Abu, Yarei Abu, Abu v'Abu, Harei Shemayna. There were like four brachis and four klalas. Or, of course, four alfa klal and four alfa prat. So, Arba, Arba, v'Arba, Harei Shemayna. Shemayna Shemayna Reshi Shesrei. The same thing by the Klolos also. There was like, you know, four for the Prat and four for the cloud. So together you have 16. Comes out there were 16 things by Mekabli by Grizim and Arevim. Same thing by Sinai. Same thing by Arvos Moshe. Also the same way. Shenema Eila Divrei Abris Asher Tzibah Hashem as Moshe. Vechsev Shmatim Divrei Abris Azayis Nimtza Memches Brisas Hakol Mitzvah Mitzvah. The Mamish 48 Brisas were given in every single mitzvah. You had 16 here, and same the Sinai, and same the Arvos Moshe. So that's 3 times 16 is how much? Memches, that's 48. All right, let's stop here. Fine. You're holding the Flamed Zayin and Mabez. Just last Gemara again on the Flamed Zayin and Mabez was that Tana Rabbonin. It says, Boruch Bichlal, Boruch Befrat. And Oru Bichlal, and Oru Befrat. That by the Hagrizim Narevu, when he gave the Baruch and the Oru, so there was two. There was a Boruch on Klal for the whole Klal, a general one. And there was a Prat for each one separately. The same thing, the curse. One curse was for the whole Klal you saw together, and one was for each one separately. And then Lilmoid Ulalameid Lishma Vlasis. And every single mitzvah has four parts to the mitzvah. There's the Lilmoid to learn the halachas about it, Lulameid to teach others, Lishma to watch and do it, Vhidam, Vlasis and to do the mitzvah.